This is KCUR 89.3. 2019 is one of the wettest years on record in Kansas City. All that water has to go somewhere, putting pressure on the area's levees and its 100-year-old sewers. The city is in the expensive process of fixing those. And as KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, rain-friendly green spaces could make that system more resilient.
Standing on a levee in the West Bottoms on an unusually snowy October day, Kansas City stormwater engineer Tom Kimes looks out at the Kansas River. Because of all the snow and rain in the past year, reservoirs are at record levels, which means the Army Corps of Engineers will start releasing water from those reservoirs upstream. That's the kind of flooding you can prepare for.
So we advise the Emergency Operations Center for Kansas City, coordinate with other communities in the area.
The other kind of flooding, flash flooding, is harder to plan for. Doug Kluck is a climate scientist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
The frequency of heavy rainfall events has increased since the 1950s, for sure.
And he says cities are beginning to realize that their infrastructure isn't prepared to deal with it.
It hasn't been in Kansas City for a long time, thus we're paying X for water bills.
What he's referring to is the wastewater section of your bill. In 2010, the Environmental Protection Agency ordered Kansas City to make extensive improvements to its sewer systems. Here's why.
In Kansas City, we have two types of sewage systems. We have separate sewer systems and combined sewer systems.
Lisa Treese is a landscape architect at KC Water. If you live in a part of town built before 1950, which is pretty much the Missouri River down to 85th Street and state line to 435, you probably have a combined sewer system. That means the stormwater from rain and everything you flush from your home all flow through the same pipe. It works if you don't get a lot of rain.
But when you get a heavy rain, and it flows across lots of surfaces that can't soak in water, like parking lots and roads and roofs, that quickly fills up that pipe that's supposed to carry the sewage and the stormwater.
All that combined sewage builds up pressure in the pipes, and it has to release somewhere, ideally not your basement or the streets.
So basically what ends up happening is you have relief points where the stormwater mixed with the sewage goes into the creek, stream, or river.
The fix will cost $4.5 billion over 25 years, and you're paying for it. It would be way too expensive to dig up and replace every combined sewer pipe in the city, so engineers have put in some green projects to alleviate the pressure on the pipes. You can see some of that work in Kansas City's Marlboro neighborhood. It's one of several areas where that gross, untreated water flows into the Blue River. Diane Hirschberger with the Marlboro Community Coalition says this lot at 81st and Troost used to be a problem for the neighborhood.
It was all overgrown with honeysuckle and shrub, and along the street was a really disgusting commercial space.
Now, when it rains, the water's collected in a pond at the center of a green park instead of shooting straight into the sewers. Wild native vegetation planted across the 11-acre site will create a spongy soil that holds stormwater and cleans it before it flows back into the river. And construction is underway on a little amphitheater on one corner of the site and a playground on the other.
I just noticed for the first time, you can see the tube for the slide. So it'll be a really great asset.
Hirschberger says they're incorporating more green projects like this into their neighborhood revitalization plan. But not everything has been perfect. Maintenance of some of the green spaces falls to residents who never asked for them. And building the site at 81st and Troost was a nightmare for nearby residents like Alvina Krusinski.
Every day it was get up, pick up and clean up the things that had fallen, because that was a lot of work they did.
Even through all that, Krusinski says she's glad it's there. If money were no object, Lisa Treese, the green space architect, would love to replicate it across the city.
So we do have a lot of opportunities to implement green infrastructure in Kansas City that could really help us be more resilient down the line.
The issue is finding the money. With a strapped city budget and already high water bills, more green solutions like these are still on the wish list. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.